Third question. I'm very comforted in knowing that God's Spirit is right beside me. Good. I'm glad you're comforted by that. But in following the promptings of the Spirit, how can I be sure that it's God's Holy Spirit and not the evil one who's prompting me in a given situation? Ah, that's a good question, isn't it? Welcome to the human race. That was Job's problem. How to tell the difference between what God does and what the devil does. And after all these thousands of years, we are still faced with that problem, recognizing the difference. Recently, my wife and I decided to move out of the big city. I've been preaching that for a good many years. I finally thought the time has come to practice what I preach and move to the country. So we went up to Northern California, and we found a place out in the country, and we sort of fell in love with it. We had to make a decision pretty quick because somebody else was making an offer on it, and so we prayed about it earnestly and waited a couple hours, and then we made the decision, let's go for it, let's make an offer. And they accepted the offer, and we found that we bought it. Then we drove back home to San Diego, and neither one of us could sleep. We just had a terrible case of buyer's remorse. We have made an awful mistake. And I told my sister-in-law, we're just worried. We've made the worst mistake of our lives, maybe. She said, didn't you pray? And I said, yes, we did pray. Well, why don't you trust the Lord, she said. Anyway, we jumped in the car and drove all the way back up there again, another 600 miles or so, to see the place again to try to find some way to wiggle out of it. And we saw the place again, and we fell in love with it again. And now we're there, and we know the Lord did lead us. But we were tempted to doubt that He was leading us. So let me just give you, in answer to your question, a little bit of good news that I find in Matthew chapter 7. When you pray for the Lord to lead you. Verse 9, 10 and 11. What man is there of you whom, if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good things to your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give good things to them that ask him? So all I can say is, when you get on your knees and you beg the Lord to guide you, trust His guidance. The Lord is not going to give you a stone in place of bread. He loves you too much to do that. But even so, keep checking and keep double checking. Like what was the man with the fleece? Gideon, yes. The Lord did not rebuke him for double checking each time. Don't be careless and thoughtless, but the Lord will certainly guide you.